Edgar Meyer's Bible Storybook. Quail for a Complaining People. Numbers chapters 11 through 12. While they rested in their tents, some complained. When the Lord heard their complaining, he was displeased. Fire fell on part of the camp, and some were killed. How afraid the people were when they saw the fire! What if their tents were burned up too? What if they were caught in the flames? They cried to Moses for help. Moses prayed and God put out the fire. Moses called this camp place Taberah, which means a burning. From Taberah, the cloud led the Israelites farther north and brought them to the second stopping place. Here the people rested again. They forgot what had happened when they complained at Taberah. They forgot the many blessings God had given them. They said, "We're hungry for meat. Oh, so hungry." The people began to think about all the things they would like to eat. One said, "Remember the good fish we had in Egypt?" Another added, "What about the cucumbers and the melons?" "I miss the leeks and the onions and the garlic," said a third. The more they thought about the food of Egypt, the hungrier and unhappier they became. When they saw manna on the ground around their camp, they said, "We're tired of this manna. We want meat." They complained as they gathered the food and grumbled while they ate it. Finally, like pouting children, they stood in front of their tents and cried because they had no meat. Moses heard them crying. He was unhappy and ashamed of them. Time after time, they had complained. And just as often, he had prayed for them. This time, he did not feel like praying for them. Moses asked the Lord, "Why do we have to lead these people? They act like children, crying because they wish they had meat to eat. Leading these people is too hard. I cannot do it alone." Moses was so discouraged that he wished he were dead. Here the Israelites were complaining again. The Lord knew they were unthankful and childish. He knew they needed to be punished. He felt sorry for Moses because the work was so heavy.
"Choose 70 men to be leaders of the people," God told Moses. "Take them to the tabernacle with you. I will come down and talk with you there. I will give my spirit to the 70 so they can help you lead the people. Then you will not have to carry all the responsibility by yourself." And so it was. Of the people, the Lord said, "Tell them they will have meat, not one day, or 2 days, or 5 days, or 10 days, or 20 days, but a whole month. They will have so much meat, they will be sick of it." And a wind from the sea came quail. About a day's journey from the camp, great flocks of quail flew near the ground. All day and all night, and all the next day, the people gathered quail. Those who gathered the least had more than 100 bushels. It was enough meat for a month. When they got back to camp, they cooked the quail. When they ate and ate and ate, many became sick. So sick they died. When the cloud moved on, it stopped next at Hazareth. Here Moses married an Ethiopian woman. Miriam and Aaron found fault with their brother because he did not marry an Israelite woman. They wondered, "Why should he be the chief ruler when God has sometimes spoken to us too?" They were jealous because Moses was great in the eyes of the people. They too wanted to be rulers, to be called great and wise. But God was displeased because they spoke against Moses. Miriam got leprosy. Her skin became as white as snow. When Aaron saw what had happened, he was sorry they had sinned against Moses and against God. Aaron begged Moses, "Oh, Moses, we have been foolish. Do not lay this sin upon us. Do not let Miriam be a leper." And Moses cried to the Lord, "Heal her now, O God, I beg you." God heard his prayer. After 7 days, Miriam was well again. When the cloud lifted from Hazareth, it led them to the wilderness of Paran, just outside the land of Canaan.